He was a household name after his wife at the time got so mad that she chopped off his manhood. She took off in her car and she threw it out the window.
Allegedly, Puffy also banged Al from Step by Step, Cody, who lived in the van outside of the house. He also, it was the reason why Wilson would hide behind the fence in Home Improvement. And Puffy also got after Becky, Darlene's older sister.
Being a Floridian, Rambo Ricky pulled a large hunting knife from his waistband and pointed it directly at the 11-year-old kamikaze kid's chest.
In other news, P. Diddy responds to these allegations by saying, "Did I do that?" Hello and welcome to the Working Perspectives Podcast, presents WPP News. I'm Matt Lavelle, accompanied by Liam Reese, Mikey Medigan, and Justin Richardson. On this show, we'll be bringing you the internet's juiciest news stories and reporting on everything from thieves of Philadelphia to a knife-wielding senior citizen and the best underpaid basketball player ever. We're going to head to Liam Reese with entertainment news, who's going to give us the latest on staying 10 toes down. Liam, what's the scoop?
We're going to go with a big name from the past, John Wayne Bobbitt. You remember that guy? In the 90s, his name was everywhere. Late night talk shows, made jokes. Weird Al even wrote about him in a song. He was a household name after his wife at the time got so mad that she chopped off his manhood. She took off in her car and she threw it out the window. And the doctors were miraculously able to like reattach it and it still worked. But I imagine the experience was insanely traumatic. And talk about having the worst day ever. But before all that, Bobbitt was stationed at Camp Lejeune in the 1980s. The base had a bad water supply after it was contaminated with industrial chemicals. Later in his life, John worked construction and stepped on a nail. Thanks to the contaminated water, he contracted a condition called toxic peripheral polyneuropathy, which caused the infection to spread to his bone, and he ended up losing all 10 of his toes within the past decade. So after he lost his Hishvendel, as Mikey Medigan likes to say, he's now lost 10 of his toes. The story kind of bummed me out. I honestly hope they're taking care of this guy because he's like a 57-year-old Marine Corps vet. And Bobbitt also has civil claims pending and a disability claim. So fingers crossed for him here at WPP News that guy gets every penny that's coming his way. I'm Liam Reese, WPP News. Thank you.
Thank you for that, Liam. Hopefully they find his toes in the cornfield next to where they found his schmeckle. Very good. Let's keep it moving. We're going to head to Mikey Medigan, who's got the latest on life in Philadelphia. Mikey Medigan, what's the story?
Here on site, on scene in North Philadelphia, where the culture is crime and the cops are busy fighting diabetes, as most are shaped like King Kong Bundy. Here on the 1000 block of Dakota Street, the diabetic pigs were called for a 2017 Jeep Cherokee that was stolen earlier in the day. The obese officers made contact with the owner, who then informed the pudgy pigs he was on his way to retrieve his stolen Jeep. The lazy lieutenant and his partner then waddled back to their patrol car, where they most likely went to scroll the gram while waiting for the Jeep owner to arrive. A few minutes later, the man in a ski mask jumped into the Jeep and attempted to flee. Officers approached the man, a small struggle began, and to no one's surprise, the Porky Popo couldn't stop the man. So in typical Philly fashion, they drew their weapons and fired, claiming that they saw possibly a weapon. Now, this vehicle is still currently missing. They are not sure if the suspect was hit by gunfire, and I will be keeping a close eye on the Porky Boys to find out if they find this car. I'm Mikey Medigan, on site, let's see.
Thank you for that, Mikey Medigan. It stinks that it wasn't a parking ticket, because they definitely wouldn't have lost that. Very good. We're going to keep it moving. We're going to head to J-Dub Justin Richardson, who's got a harrowing story about a hero from our childhood. Jada, what's the story?
I don't want to believe the news, but what has been reported is alleged. Loose Cannon reports on a podcast that he allegedly saw Puff Daddy blowing out the back of one Carl Winslow. Yes, that's Eddie's father. And I don't like it any more than anybody else. You know, Sergeant Al Powell, I don't want to hear those kinds of things about him. You know, he was outside of Nagatori Tower making sure everything's okay. And it turns out him and Puffy were doing the damn thing. In other news, allegedly, Puffy also banged Al from Step by Step, Cody, who lives in the van outside of the house. He also, it was the reason why Wilson would hide behind the fence in Home Improvement. And Puffy also got after Becky, Darlene's older sister, and Roseanne, allegedly. I don't know if this is all true, but most of our 90s beloved TV characters have become victim to what was once the hype man for Notorious B.I.G. Matthew, back to you.
Thank you for that, Justin Richardson. In other news, P. Diddy responds to these allegations by saying, "Did I do that?" All right, great stuff. We're heading back to the man, the myth, the legend himself, the one and only Liam Lachmise Reese, who's got the latest about, well, a gas station trauma down in Dixieland. Liam, what's the scoop?
A Memphis, Tennessee man is in jail after attempting to rob a store three times, including one time with the use of a five-foot snake. Reginald Cook entered a Shell gas station at around 2 a.m. and demanded the clerk empty the drawer. He had his hand under his shirt, pretending he had a gun, you know, like making a little gun with his hand, putting it underneath like when we were kids. So the clerk wasn't buying it, and he took off. Cook returned for a second time, same thing, the finger guns under the shirt. And the clerk at this point is like, come on, buddy, go home and sleep it off, you know. But Cook was determined. At around 3 a.m., he returns for a third time. Except this time, he's got a five-foot snake around his neck, demanding money. The clerk still refuses, so Cook reaches into his backpack with a five-foot snake around his neck and implies that he's grabbing a weapon. Well, this time, the gas station attendant had had enough and pulled his real gun on Cook in self-defense. The Shell gas attendant held Cook there for a couple minutes, and he called the cops. The cops showed up pretty quick. No one was hurt, including the snake, but they took him into custody pretty easily. So Cook, three tries, I guess three strikes, he's out. But that's what's going on in Tennessee. Tennessee taking a swipe at Florida for the crown. They've got a long ways to go, but a snake robbery is not a bad start. I'm Liam Reese, WPP News.
Thank you for that, Liam. Just a side story to that, witnesses stated that when fleeing the scene, they noticed that the criminal's getaway car was a Viper. Good stuff. All right, very good. Let's keep it moving. We're going to head to Mikey Medagon, who's going to the Sunshine State with another classic. Mikey, what's the story?
On site, on scene here in Winter Springs, Florida, where 73-year-old Mama Luke Richard Schaefer seems to be a tad aggressive at his advanced age. Being 73, you would assume that old Dickie Schaefer knows how to act in public. But in chaotic Florida, we've learned assuming anything only leads to making an ass out of you and me. You see, Rambo Ricky was on a sidewalk when he claimed he feared for his life as a speeding beach cruiser piloted by a large Gary fifth grader was heading straight at him. So naturally, being a Floridian, Rambo Ricky pulled a large hunting knife from his waistband and pointed it directly at the 11-year-old kamikaze kid's chest. Now in Winter Springs, it's illegal to bike on the sidewalk, but I didn't think Ricky Ritardo's stand your ground claim will work in court this time. When cops found old Richard, he still had the knife and also a pistol on him. Now, my friend Richard Too Much Rage Schaefer is in jail, awaiting trial on aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. I just want to let you fellas know, when you're in Florida, keep your head on a swivel. I'm Michael Medagon, WPP. Back to the studio.
Thank you for that, Mikey Medagon. In other news, the child that was accosted said that he wasn't scared because it's Florida and he had a machete. Excellent stuff. We're going to head to J-Dub Justin Richardson, who's got the latest on some ballers. J-Dub, what's the scoop?
Matthew, number one draft pick and broad I would bang, Caitlin Clark has signed a four-year, $338,000 contract. It is the highest so far. She's playing for the Indiana Fever, and she's getting about the number one salary in the league. It's equivalent to about a Chevy Tahoe per season. Nothing to be too impressed about, but she will make a ton in jersey sales and other promotional things. The full length of her contract is less than the average home in Montgomery County, but we're all proud of her, and I think she's going to do great. Matthew, back to you.
Thank you for that, J-Dub. Another story came up saying that former NBA player Matt Geiger called Caitlin Clark's house, laughed, and hung up the phone. I mean, does that even fucking work?
Yeah,
yeah, of course it does.
Much better than hers.
Yeah, he might get a couple hate comments on that one.
The only reason I didn't like the Scalabrine one is because he's like a – you heard the thing? There was like guys in a gym the one time, and they were like college kids. And they were like, dude, you sucked in the NBA. And he beat the fucking shit out of all of them. He's like, dog, I played in the NBA.
Yeah, of course he did. Yeah, who would think that the worst NBA player that you're going to beat him? Who would think they can do that?
He's like, he said he did have a good point where he's like, I'm closer to LeBron James than you'll ever be. You know what
Very
I mean?
True.
Like, it's true. Well, speaking of being close to LeBron James, this has been another episode of the Working Perspectives Podcast presents WPP News. I'm Matt Lavelle, coming by Jalen Dubb, Justin Richardson, Mikey Medigan, and Liam Lishmise-Reese. In case you're wondering, you find all our stuff and all our content on our podcast platforms and YouTube at Work Perspectives Podcast. Join us on Instagram at Working Perspectives Podcast, and join us on Twitter and TikTok at Working P Pod. And if you'd like to be a guest on the show, please email us at workingperspectives@gmail.com, and please like and subscribe so we keep bringing you this sweet, sweet content. Thank you for listening. Have a great weekend. Thanks. See you. Philadelphia.